me about your project. What is Day Out of Days?
Day Out of Days is a movie that I will make. I wrote this movie, interestingly enough. I had written a movie before, and it was kind of complicated and expensive and had a lot of countries in it and, you know, kind of impossible things. And so I had worked with this actress, Alexia Lando, on my first short film called Men Make Women Crazy Theory. Don't ask, just go see it. And she's such a phenomenal actress, and she just has something that's so unique to what I've been seeing out there. And I really enjoyed working with her. And so I thought, I'm going to write a script for Alexia. And I sat down and I kind of pounded out this script in a couple of weeks. And I don't know, it's about a 40-year-old actress who had once maybe had, you know, her time in the limelight and now kind of struggling to get back to where she is. And I don't know, I'm a real fan of writing for women because, I don't know, I'm a woman, you know, and I, you know, it's always like a time in my life when I write about something or I reflect back on something. And I think it's just really interesting, this whole idea about, you know, women not being as viable after 40 as they would be, you know, before when they're 20. And it's just, there's so much like ridiculousness in it. And I guess until you get to be in your 40s, you don't really realize that. So I don't know. I wanted to say all these things about being a woman and finding yourself and, you know, how that there's like so much oppression in this world about being perfect and being beautiful and being flawless and being inside being beautiful. And there's no room for, you know, messiness or distress or mistakes. And so I had all these thoughts about it. And so I wrote down this movie set in, you know, in Hollywood about this girl and using the metaphor of Hollywood and how women really aren't, unless they're big stars, viable, really over 40 for great parts, and how that reflects on what it's like to be a woman and how we feel, you know, about ourselves and how we think people perceive us.
In your discussions, you know, with people, you know, obviously actors and actresses and things like that, is that the kind of discussion that they have with you? You know, it's like when I was, you know, 25, it was great. Now nobody wants to hire me.
It's just different because it's like a complete kind of 180 from how you physically feel as a person. I've never, you know, in ways, of course, I'm more tired and, you know, but I feel very vibrant as a, you know, 43-year-old woman who has a lot of ideas and understands so much more about life than I did when I was 25. And yeah, I mean, you lose that power of youth and it's scary, you know, and you have like 6 months where you're like, whoa, someone just called me ma'am. And, you know, it just is a shift in perception. So, yes, I mean, yeah, a lot of women talk about it and a lot of women, you know, I think are frustrated. A lot of actresses are frustrated by the fact that they have to, like, you know, have all the pressure of being like, you know, super skinny and super beautiful and no wrinkles and all of that. But they don't get to be like a sexy, vibrant person or a well-rounded person, you know, in a movie. They just have to get put off to the side as the wife or the assistant or the lawyer, or I don't know. It's just, it's disappointing because it's, I'm not saying that I don't love men movies. I love men movies, but I just don't think that there's a balance and women need something to relate to as well. And maybe men can, you know, learn something about women too.
And just sort of taking, as you were saying, the idea of trying to work in Hollywood and maybe expanding that out into a conversation for all women.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're very powerful creatures and sometimes the expectations are just make us feel like we're not good enough. And there's just this weird thing in this celebrity, it's not even just Hollywood, it's like taking over the world, this distraction and this kind of illusion of, look at that girl and she's, you know, got that amazing bag and she's going on vacation on the yacht. And it's, these are standards that we can never live up to. And, you know, it's, and there's just so much celebrity and what your celebrity is for these days and where did the work go? And, you know, and I think people are frustrated about movies and the quality of movies. So I think it all goes hand in hand. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. I don't want to be negative.
No, that's fine. I mean, I think it's a very honest place. I mean, it's interesting to have that conversation because I have a friend of mine who's my age, 35, and he's an actor out in L.A., and he's starting to feel that as well.
Yeah, I mean, men just like, you know, I think men do get good when they get old. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They get older, they get more mature. It's sexy. It's the thing, you know, it's like, it's viable. And women, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's a different time. You know, it's like women's and men's roles have really shifted a lot since 30 years ago, and women can do whatever they want in a way. You know, we can have a baby by yourself if you want to, but still the old standards of men get older and women get old. I mean, when men get better and women get older, you know, still sort of applies.
So as for Day Out of Days, sort of what's your plan right now for production? You talked a little bit about the casting, and when do you hope to be able to start shooting?
I hope to start shooting in the beginning of 2014. I mean, it's a very small, kind of intimate movie, and we're trying to do it as intimately as possible because I feel like first we'll just get the best performances out of everybody. But that's how I feel about this movie. It's very, like, it's a little something, a little secret or something. And then, I don't know, right now, I just feel like, I say I don't want to call attention to it, which is ridiculous because I'm making this crowdfunding thing, but I just want to make a movie that's great and like about something. And I love making these movies, these portraits about people and about women. I'm just interested in making a movie about this time in a woman's life. And someone said to me, a younger woman, a friend of mine who was in her 20s the other day, and she said, I was looking at your information about the movie and what it's about. And as a younger actress, it made me think about what it would be like to be 40 and maybe not have made it all the way, or the hardships that went in that, and what it would be like to be considered a woman like that. And I thought, wow, that's amazing, because I was only looking at it from my age and my point of view, and to see that, you know, somebody might perceive that as something that could happen to them is also an interesting way to touch people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, especially if they're in it and they're trying to, you know, make it at that age, and then sort of looking out and going, I think you could be talking, you know, to my future in some way.
Yeah. I mean, someone the other day was like, oh, you make movies? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, what's your plan B? And I was like, I don't have one. You know, I'm going to just keep doing this. But I love making movies. I love performers. I love, like, the whole camaraderie of making a film. And it's so, it makes me feel happy, you know.
And it's interesting that someone would, you know, would say that to you, you know, so like, what's your plan B on this? And the idea of film, I mean, obviously, is kind of, and especially independent film, is kind of in your DNA. I mean, when you consider your dad and your mother as well, and sort of their role in fostering independent film and everything like that.
Sure, but they didn't suffer lightly, you know. I mean, it was a tough life for them. It looked very glamorous, and they made all these great movies, but, you know, they really worked hard, and it was not an easy way to go, not an easy choice. I so respect that, because I'm clearly, my father had something kind of important to say. I mean, I'm, you know, every year I get older, I get more blown away. I'm like, how did he know that? You know, and how did he know that about women? And, you know, so he had something to say, and he knew that he couldn't say it any other way. So I kind of like that idea. I mean, I try to be a little bit more collaborative because the times are a little bit different, but he was a maverick, and it's inspiring.
It was just kind of interesting to me that someone would talk to someone who's an artist who is, you know, the offspring of artists and go, well, when are you going to get a plan B not to be an artist anymore? It just kind of seems like, well, you know.
I thought it was pretty realistic. But, I mean, you know, you kind of have to be a certain kind of person to kind of, to like, you know, there's a lot of mudslinging at you when you want to do this. It seems like from the outside, maybe that it's like all glamorous and you write a movie and then somebody gives you money and there you are. But they don't see the underbelly of what it takes and the layers and the, you know, the hardship and the insecurity you have with yourself trying to think of something that's good enough to show other people. So there's a lot of stuff that if you've, you know, peeked your head into this world, it's not, you know, it's a tough world.
That's what I meant, though, is the fact that maybe through them, you've learned some lessons. Maybe you could see through their example or stories that they told you growing up, you know, as to, you know, here's the hardships you're going to have to go through if you decide to do this.
No, they didn't do that. And, you know, it's too bad because they made it look so, it, you know, as a kid, it looked amazingly fun and glamorous. And, you know, I mean, everyone said, you know, what's it like growing up and your parents making movies in the house? And I guess the answer is, like, I don't know anything different, but it definitely was fun. And it definitely had this energy that was seemed so important and relevant to the world. And I just wanted, I mean, it was just so alluring. But not the glamorous part, but the actual physical work part and discovering things. And I saw my dad, he could get so much joy out of an amazing performance. You know, he was like a big crack. He was a big, you know, he seemed so serious, but he had the funniest sense of humor. And he was always cracking up and cracking people up. But you could just see him be like tickled. He'd ruin takes because he'd be laughing. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is great. And it just makes you have a love of the purity of it, you know, and it definitely also makes you have like a hatred of the other stuff that makes you have restrictions. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's a, you know, it's a treat, and it's a little bit of a, I mean, it's not a burden, but it's a responsibility in a way. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
Well, you know, if they didn't like sit down and go, here's what you need to do, you know, kind of thing. What did you learn from maybe being around the set or just sort of taking it in that helps you today?
Well, I like the family style effect. It always felt like a big family was there and everybody was just doing things. And I was like the queen of making 45 chicken sandwiches for everybody. And I love that family. And I try to recreate that kind of family when I shoot. I love, you know, everybody's in it for the right reasons and everybody's in it to like do a great job. And to me, that's the most, I mean, it just feels so supportive when you get to that moment, you're on set and everybody's there and they're working and having fun. And you're like, wow, this is the, you know, this is the greatest thing ever. I have the greatest job ever. So I don't know. What did they teach me? They taught me to like my job, I guess. That was definitely something they said. Don't do something. Try not to do something you don't like.
That makes sense.
It does. In the broadest kind of like 1950s version of parents, sure, you know.
Yeah. The other thing that was funny is you were talking about the perception, oh, it was glamorous and things like that. I mean, for yourself and also for your, you know, your siblings growing up, have you ever felt that there was sort of this shadow that you kind of had to outlive in order to establish yourself as a creative person in the same field?
I think people throw some shade sometimes, but in a way, my sister and I were luckier than my brother because my brother's the boy and my dad was the director. And I feel like sometimes he has more pressure. And I don't know, maybe as women, people don't expect as much from us. I don't know, you know, but yeah, I mean, I think everybody should be allowed to make the kind of films or the kind of art that they want. They don't necessarily have to like follow in the footsteps of the parents. But I mean, I personally like making little films, and I always say, you know, it puts the key in the door, but you got to turn the knob yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I don't have any other choice, so I'm just gonna have to deal with the good parts and the bad parts, just like everybody else. It's all relative.
But just out of your own, you know, your previous work from your shorts and also from your feature Broken English, what do you think that helps you when it comes to building the new film Day Out of Days?
Wow. I mean, there's nothing like making your first film. That's for sure. You know, I mean, I loved making my short film, but I paid for it and I was, you know, did it in my own time and whatever. And then making my first movie was like, it was like a 3-ring circus. And it was so fun and so crazy and so great. But I learned a lot about, you learn a lot about like techniques. I learned a lot about technique and stuff, especially in my commercials where there was like tons of money and you get to shoot things you wouldn't normally shoot. But I learn a lot about myself and what I lack and what I wish I could, you know, give out as a director, I think, and not be afraid to, you know, speak up or say something or make sure it's done exactly the way that I see it. And if someone's trying to just convince me, oh, no, we don't have time or whatever, to really fight for the stuff that I want and make sure it's done right. And also to really go into making the movie with an amazing sense of all the things that have to happen in a movie, not just the performance or the writing or the money, but how it's going to be shot and how a voiceover might affect something or how the light has to be right or, you know, the music or something. So there's so many components to it that sometimes when you're making your first one, you're like, ah, just got to get through this, you know, and like I, and then you worry, you know, step by step by step, but you know, it's just a learning experience. So I've taken incredible steps before making this movie to like really break it down into what I want it to be, because we, you know, we'll shoot it very fast and we won't have a lot of time. So just, it's all about prep.
You know, there's so many creative outlets that a person can go through. And I think you talked a little bit about it, but what is it about film for you?
I have a lot of creative outlets. But there's something about, first of all, I love writing, because writing is like therapy for me. And, you know, making the film is like part two of therapy. And then you can, you know, it's like, it's almost like, you know, giving birth to a child or something, you know, it's just like, and to an idea and creating it. And I was raised on film, and it's just like, it's so incredible when something can touch you so deeply or rock you so deeply. And, you know, it has all the senses in it. And I don't know, that was my first love.
Yeah, I mean, one can understand that it might be, because as you were saying, I mean, what, you were a baby in your first on-screen appearance, so you're kind of born with it.
Yeah, my best acting job to date.
So, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure if my, you know, my parents were musicians, I would probably be like, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
The film is centered, obviously, on a lady, an actress, and the issues that she's dealing with, not only as an actress, but also as a woman. When you consider it also as a director, is there sort of a glass ceiling for women directors? Is it harder to do what you do?
I was speaking to another female director the other day at lunch, who will remain nameless because we don't want to get in trouble. No, we were just saying about how successful female directors have to have this sort of quirk to them. Like, I mean, they're great, but like Miranda July, and she's got this whole kind of performance art thing. Or you look at Sofia Coppola, and she's kind of like a muse, a fashion muse, and very, you know, about all about aesthetic. And so you have these women who, you know, have these identities that are almost besides the films they make. And then men don't necessarily have to have that. And then the other thing we were talking about was when male directors don't make a successful movie, they're allowed to fail upwards. And for women, I'm not sure if it's the same thing. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'm a woman. There's nothing I can do about it. So, I mean, there's advantages to it. There's disadvantages to it. Do I think there's a glass ceiling? Yes, I do. Do I care? No, I don't.
You know, not only, you know, as you said, you can't change that. So that's just the lot you're dealing with. The other thing is, you know, sort of the state of independent film, because we've talked to other directors who have been able, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago or so, to get financing for stuff that was maybe a few million dollars. They say now, nope, that's dried up, that there's fewer opportunities for independent film in that way. And I was just wondering sort of what your take is on sort of like the state of independent film within doing what you do and in the struggle.
It is different. It's different from the last movie I made. It's a totally different world. I mean, even then I made a $1 million movie that everyone said, well, we'd rather make $10 million movies than $1 million movies. And it was this whole other kind of mentality that I didn't quite understand. But now the $1 million movie has become the under $500,000 movie. And, you know, there's all these micro budgets. And then kind of a big movie is, you know, under $20 million these days. So everything has sort of shifted. And then, of course, there's the big movies, and we're not talking about those really. But there are ways to do it, but it limits you. And it limits, and it becomes that independent film maybe becomes a limited thing. Like, well, I'll make this movie because I have a house that I can make it in, and therefore I can make it for $300,000 because we never really have to move out of this location. So instead of trying to tell, being free enough to think about a story that you want to think about, you have to think about something with restrictions because you know you're not going to have that much money to make your movie. And yeah, I think restrictions are awesome. I think that they can spurn all kinds of creativity. But it's also when you think that you have to shove a movie into this kind of money, I don't know. And then it's hard to get that money. And where does the money come from now? And there's no kind of all these, like, you know, the studio indies are all gone. And, there's just kind of private investment, and I don't know. It's, but their movies are getting made too. I mean, there are a bunch of movies out this year that I kind of liked, small movies, and I did like, really like, actually. And so I don't know where those people are, but I'd like to meet them.
Yeah. Which obviously leads into the idea of the crowdsourcing campaign. So can you tell me a little bit about your funding campaign for this?
I can, actually. I'm a bit of an expert now. It's a really interesting thing. I wasn't really a big social network person before that, so I felt like I was a little bit off the grid. And then when I knew that I was going to maybe do this, I got on the grid and was kind of surprised by Facebook and stuff. And then I was like, I'm not going to like that. I'm going to hate it. It's awful. It's awful. It's the downfall of all of humanity. And I mean, I get it. I like Facebook. I like what it's for. It's kind of cool. So, I mean, I think it's interesting to do. It's like being these patron, people can be patrons of the arts now. We don't have an arts program in this country. We, you know, I just got through living for 6 years in France where like a percentage of every movie ticket they have goes back into a fund for filmmakers to use to make movies. You know, we don't have anything like that. And so when you want to make little movies, and I'm making this film with an actress who's relatively unknown, and I will have some cameos of better, well-known actors in the movie for sure. But it would be, you know, you do these things and you have these meetings and then you have another meeting and then they're going to call you, but then they don't call you for 2 weeks and then you call them and, you know, and it kind of goes on and on, and maybe 5 years down the line, you're making your movie. So I felt like, I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know, you know, what's going on. I know it's like a tough time, the economy and all of that, but I just thought it's kind of a cool way to, for me at least, to step up and say, hey, I don't care. I'm not waiting for you to tell me what to do. I'm doing something right now. And whatever I'm going to do, I'm just going to figure it out. I'm going to do it. And I'm serious about it. And it just was like this call to action for me. And it's good. You know, it's like, it's challenging. I mean, Jesus, doing a crowdfunding thing is a lot of work. It's an extraordinary amount of work. And my head is ringing from the pinging things that happen every day. And you know, sometimes you have to step back, but it's great. You know, it's like, well, if I can make the money, I'm in great shape. So why not try?
And you're working with the Fund Anything platform, and it's interesting, in the last like year or so, I've seen a lot of filmmakers, you know, big and small, go out and do these kind of crowdsource campaigns. And there's been sort of back and forth when you talk to people. Oh, really? Like, why are they doing that? Like, what, they don't have the money? Is what we hear sometimes when we post about these things. And what's sort of your take on the back and forth when it comes to this? I mean, has it become a necessity? Because as you were saying, you know, it doesn't appear that the indie system that used to be there even 5-10 years ago that supported films like yours is not there anymore. Do you think this has become more and more of a necessity?
I think it's an option. I think it's a clear option. And I think that how many people really do you know that walk around saying movies suck right now? Movies suck. I wish I could see a good movie. What about the thing? Remember when movies were so good? Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, if every one of those people put $10 into a movie that they liked, maybe a lot of good movies would get done. I'm not saying it's the answer. It may be part of the answer. I think it's just like a good awareness and it's a good tool. I think it's a new tool, you know, and people aren't quite sure what it is. Or, I mean, I know that personally, if I had the money to pay for my own movie, I would do it. That it's not a question of that. But freelance independent filmmaker, it's not, you know, but it's fine. And I appreciate, I mean, it's touching when people give you money, you know. I'm bad at asking people for stuff. So this was also like, you know, kind of played on every insecurity that I might have had ever in my entire life. Like, do people like me enough to do this? So when the response is good, it's really, it makes you feel very supported. And that's, as a filmmaker, as an artist, you know, you want the support of the people, especially people who are going to go see your stuff and be a part of it and say something. And so it's really nice to have that extra support. It's a lonely job until you get the movie made, you know? So it's nice to kind of have that cheerleading team behind you.
That was what I was going to ask, is how has the response been so far in terms of meeting to where you need to get?
Oh, we need to get somewhere further for sure. But I think it's been great. I think, you know, you get frustrated, like, why aren't my friends doing it right now or whatever, you know? And then you have to project out of your own self and look into maybe somebody else's life and what they might be doing with their time. And they're probably not thinking about your fundraising campaign. So you do have to kind of nudge people a little bit, which is, it's hard. It's hard, you know, and you have to learn how to be. But you, I just was like trying to think of like all the great campaigners and politics and stuff. And what do they do? And they're just, you know, they've got a knack of being kind and not pushy and you know, saying something that's, I don't know, it's not easy. And so I try to use humor and not push people too hard, but, you know, remind them that, that it's out there. And if they want to go take a look and, you know, maybe if they like my other movie and thought it was good and they liked it, that they would want to support that, you know.
As for what you're raising, is this the total of your production, or are you going to be able to use that to help you get further?
Exactly. It's for that. The movie's not going to cost much more than that, but it is going to cost a bit more. And so we have people who are willing to put in matching funds to that. So the more successful I can be, the more money I can have. I mean, and it's funny because, you know, you work in this business and I work in this business. A lot of people in, you know, LA mostly. And, you know, we know what it takes. You know, it's like, it does seem like an extraordinary amount of money, you know, to ask out of something like, whoa, that costs that. But all those movies that they go see in the theater, the Iron Man, that those movies cost gajillions more than that. And it's just, so I don't think, I mean, so it's interesting to get people, the outside public, involved in kind of the process to show them that it's not just like, you know, you turn on a camera and you make a movie. It does take money and it does takes a lot of patience and, you know, you ask a lot of favors and you hope that our people are there for you.
The key usually, or at least one of the reasons why people come in on a fundraising, on a crowd fundraising campaign, is that there's some sort of inducement. And what are some of the various things?
It's so hard doing that stuff. You're like, ugh. I mean, because it's like, you know, other people, they have their shtick, you know, like I wanted to come, Zach Braff, you know, he was on, you know, some TV shows, so people know him and he could, you know, or like I saw Spike Lee, he was like, I'm giving away a Do the Right Thing jacket. I'm like, hey, that's not fair, you know? But so we, you know, we have t-shirts and we have kind of some, a great friend of mine who's a designer has this brand called Tucker. She made these like amazing robes, like the robe that the character wears in the movie. So, you know, we have stuff that we're trying to connect in there and, and, you know, good screenings and come to the screening or come be an extra in the movie. I mean, I don't know. I like that people buy those things, but I just felt like, oh my God, trying to do them and trying to make them, you know, cool.
Well, it almost kind of sounds like a lot of these crowd campaigns have moved off into the territory I'm used to, which is public radio fundraising, where if you give at certain levels, you get the tote bag or the mug or whatever.
Exactly. And it's totally that. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not really the reason they're giving. They're giving because they want to take part in something that's cool and feel a part of it.
Yeah, I would hope so. And then, you know, if they feel that there's something, you know, cool to be had and they're giving the same amount of money, that, you know, they can get something for their money, I guess. But yeah, I mean, of course it's nice. I don't know. I mean, you know, when I contribute, I don't ever want anything. When I contribute to other people's sites. So, but it's, you know, it was a challenge. And then it was fun to like kind of think of t-shirt ideas and get into that mode. And then, you know, because the more, it's funny, the more you do that, the more the film kind of takes on more life and another part of life and starts to really become this whole. So every aspect of what we do for the, you know, even in the crowdfunding or talking to you or whatever, just brings more life into the film, which I think is what you need.
For those who want to fund your campaign, where do they need to go?
They need to go to Fund Anything, go on fundanything.com, and then click on Day Out of Days movie.
And you talked about a couple of short films and various other things. Do you have a website, or is there a place where people can get more of your work and learn more?
You can just Google me, I guess. I've got a lot of stuff on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff online. You know what? I am really bad at that. I've got to get it together.
That's fine. No problem. I'm just trying to make sure I can collect everything together, because as you see on the page, we put all the links and various things for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Google. And there's, I just actually finally put up my short film on YouTube as well, which is kind of fun, which is actually starring Alexia Landau. who is will be the star of my film. So
sounds good. Is there anything you want to add that maybe I forgot to ask you about?
I don't even know what I said. I hope it was good.
Oh, it was fine.
No, I just thank you so much for having me on the show. It's totally great talking to you. You're an amazing host. And if anybody feels like going and checking out the site and donating, it would be great. And I hope that I make a kick-ass movie and everybody's around to enjoy it. Yes, y'all. This is the beat, y'all.